Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So this is TJ Watt holding out. This is not a hold in. This is him just straight up not showing up and making a point that he is frustrated and upset with the way negotiations have gone. I don't know how anybody could say this is no big deal because he's doing things differently. And let's just go with the evidence we have. We've got a peace sign on Instagram from him. We've got his brother repeatedly expressing anger over how the Steelers have handled negotiations on McAfee's show. And now we have this. This doesn't strike me as business per usual because it's not. So he's obviously annoyed by the state of things. I would expect the Steelers eventually to cave in and capitulate to him. But at this very second, there's trouble in paradise between the two sides. I also want to say this. If I were the Steelers, I would attempt the trade TJ Watt. They won't because they don't have the balls to do it. But if I were Omar Khan, Mike Tomlin, and Art Rooney, I would be getting teams like the Patriots and the Lions and the Bills and whoever else on the
call
phone right
up
now and see what they would offer me for him, because I will say, just to make sure people don't think I'm the ultimate hater, he is a first ballot Hall of Famer, and he'll be in the Steelers Hall of Fame someday, even though he hasn't won a playoff game. But this is a lousy time for TJ Watt to ask to be the highest paid defensive player in the NFL. Even though I do think he's better than Myles Garrett, I don't like Myles Garrett. I also don't like the way TJ Watt plays in big games. What was the joke that someone texted into the morning show today, Donnie?
TJ Watt must have thought today was a playoff game because he didn't show up.
Yes.
I like that.
And that is true.
I like that.
The guy's played in 4 playoff games. He has 1 sack. It's not just all on him. But in those 4 games, the Steelers have given up, on average, 41 points. You'll probably bring up the Branch Rickey, Ralph Kiner thing at some point, Chris, because you love that quote when bringing up either Paul Skeens on the Pirates or, in this case, TJ Watt with the Steelers. He's 30 years old. He feels more mercenary hired gun than he does fabric of the community and Steelers Nation like Cam Hayward does. I'm over it. I'm not of the opinion right now to want to take up for him and say, give this man his money. He's earned it. He's one of the all-time great Steelers. I don't want to do that, given how the defense has played in big games and how he's played in big games. So if I were running the team, this tactic would not work for me. It would fall on deaf ears. And I'm guessing you feel almost the same exact way.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really think of it as business, as something other than usual, just because like this stuff all blends into me. But you're right. I mean, what he's doing right now isn't quite business as usual. When his brother gets involved, I think you can sort of tell that JJ ghost speaks for TJ sometimes. Maybe TJ will give you the sanitized version of how he feels and JJ gives you the real deal. But I would have tried to trade him before last season. I just think I'm annoyed that it's gotten to this point only because Tomlin loves to say, hey, definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting a different result. Like, they have handled him the same way they try, I think, to handle most of their quote-unquote great players, and he is a great player. He is a first-ballot Hall of Famer. He's the best edge rusher I have seen play for this team. by a less wide margin than you'd think. But what have they gotten with him? They've gotten four playoff games he's appeared in with the one sack you mentioned. They haven't won a playoff game with him. They are treating him, though, in Art Rooney's comments that he's made in the past, like he is going to be held separately from the rest of these players. We want him to be a one-helmet guy. Tomlin has talked about him in the past as just visiting from another planet, the kind of praise Tomlin rarely lavishes like on only the best player. He only lavishes it on his best player.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Essentially. And yet they've gotten nothing out of it. And so I was really hopeful that they would, under Omar Khan's stewardship, to whatever degree he got to make final decisions, and this is clearly one that goes above his head, I was hoping, Pony, that they would try to get a little bit cold-blooded and business-oriented and say this is all about the team name on the front of the jersey and the emblem on the side of the helmet and not about the player's name here, and maybe think about trading him for assets that they could use in the draft. And the fact that that never, clearly, because I think the one thing you said that I agree with the most is they will eventually capitulate here, the fact that that hasn't even entered into the conversation for them in this and not even been considered as an option is pretty annoying and frustrating to me because, again, you can love the player all you want. You can have your TJ jersey, home, road, bumblebee, all of that. You can have a collection of them because he's so fun to watch when he's going well. What have you gotten out of it that you care about as a fan other than watching him get individual highlights? What has he given to the Steelers? He has been their highest paid player, I believe, for all but one, if not all four of those playoff games, correct? Ben was on a discount year the last year.
He wasn't in 2017.
In 2017, I'm sorry, yeah, his rookie year. Okay, the last three of the four, thank you. He's been their highest paid player. One sack. I'm not expecting them to have won these games because of him or to have turned a loss into a win in any of those, but to be that much of a no-show in the biggest games of the season, or in that case, the postseason, I think just means that you can move on. You can try to use him as an asset or look at him as an asset and not some untouchable. And the fact that they're looking at him as an untouchable is frustrating to me.
Garrett got $123.5 million. The belief is he wants $125 or more. And he wants way more guaranteed money than what DK Metcalf got. Jerry Dulac reported that. So this is what we're talking about. He wants to be the highest paid player on the team by far, and he wants to be the richest, highest paid defensive player in the NFL, guaranteed money-wise, at 30 years old. I think if he had been a part of dynastic teams or teams that even came close, Steelers fans would say, not a question, let's not even debate it. I don't care that he's not at minicamp, pay him. He's 30. We see edge rushers, many of which play into their mid-30s or late-30s and are still really good. There's a lot of good football left in this guy. Do it. But I mean, I don't think They're sending mixed messages here because they made moves in terms of free agency that set them up for next year's draft, but yet they're doing things that are for this year, like bringing in a 41-year-old quarterback. They're trying to do the most difficult thing in sports, which is still be good, but also set themselves up in the future. Our hockey team is doing that, and the Steelers are trying to do the same exact thing, and it very rarely works. Like, they have moved on from the Joey Porters and people like that.
The Jason Gildens, the guys like that.
He's better than both of those guys. But they're also farther away from winning right now than they were with those teams. At least I think so.
They're far away from winning.
I mean, I've been deluged since you've been out with people. See, this is
what... People said the callers were running you over and that you needed me back because you were getting beat up by the callers. I just have a hard time believing that.
Who's they saying this?
I was just getting tweets from randos saying, like, Pony needs you back. He's getting assaulted by these callers.
Well, I was getting assaulted. Because here's the number one thing I learned while you were out over this Aaron Rodgers thing. People can say, at least this is just the interactions that I had on the show. People talk all the time about how losing and getting a big-time quarterback is probably what's best for this team. Mm-hmm. And yet, I've just been, like you said, we were inundated with people saying, actually, this team right now is a chance to contend, win a playoff game, and do even more.
Just like, because Rodgers, the guy most of them didn't want, is here now?
Well, not only that, but now all of a sudden, I guess there's this renewed belief in Mike Tomlin that he's going to be able to win.
Well, hold on. Forget about that for a second. I don't share in that. Buck O'Dan said here, because I think this is a relevant question on TJ Watt, here is what I care about. Does moving him make the team better? Now, Buck O'Dan says to assume that that just happens automatically, that it does make them better, is naive. It doesn't make them better, but the whole point is, if you move him right now to one of those teams, Pony, does it give you a chance to be a lot better, a lot quicker because of being able to, A, draft a quarterback, and B, still have the draft capital to get more good players
right
early in the draft?
Yeah.
My answer to that is yes, on paper. Like, it's inarguable. If you have, what would you get for him right now? Just spitballing.
I don't know.
Maybe a third, a second.
Second,
if you have a desperate team like that's in a bidding war. That absolutely, unequivocally gives you a chance, a better chance to get the quarterback you want next year and to get more good players around him, which should be the aim of this team. But again, they're stuck like the Huntington Pirates used to be too. You didn't even name him. I'm just going to try to keep my foot in both buckets here. The contending bucket and the planning for the future bucket. And you end up like that news lady stomping grapes in that winemaking segment. She falls flat on her face and everybody laughs. And that's what's probably going to happen here when they give TJ Watt what he wants, because they always do this. They just gave Aaron Rodgers a bunch of incentives. You want to bet that that Watt's new deal, whenever it actually gets done, will have random performance incentives too? Probably will. This is going to be bad when they give him what he wants, which is what I think is going to happen.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.